Hey, yeah, yeah. What's up, my grease babies? Ayo, what's up, wayward wanderers? You blood rock fiends? All my big time questers? How's it going? It's your boy, Big Bumble Bali. Oh, Bali. Coming from the happiest pit in the broken world with that Grease Valley Radio. Ayo, a little update. I found this little green recordy box out in the slime dumps behind my house, and I strapped it onto my generator, and a little red light came on, and ever since I've been recording, and here we go. And if it seems a little different to you, I know a lot of people have been hidden away in their money bunkers, all their big money, they spent expensive bunkers, or you bought a sky house, and you flew up into the sky with your sky blimp, and you lived up there for years, having little drones deliver your packages. Well, they're not coming anymore. You gotta come down, right? All your basement fiends, the people hiding in the government vaults. Before all the governments shut down, people went and hid away in these vaults, but nasty experiments, weird stuff. I don't like it. And what made people hide away in their money bunkers and the sky houses? Well, let me tell you, one thing happened. Money stopped working. And when money stops working, a lot of people freak out and life just can't function the way it was used to. It could still function for sure. It has before and it does today, but you know, one day everything just stopped working. Many folks still remember to this day. We woke up, it was November 7th, 2073. You woke up and the sun was a little tinted pink. Things were a little weird. You're like, okay, you walk down the street, you go to the bank, and all the banks are closed. You're like, huh. And you go inside the store and you say, hey, can I buy this? And they just stare at you and they're all angry. And I say, hey, give them some coins, a couple dollar bills, and he smacks it out of my hand. What the fuck is this? What the fuck do you think you're doing, man? This is my money. You want my credit card? I use credit card. He just looks at me angry, says, get that out of here. You think this is acceptable? You think this is some joke to me? Get out of my shop. And I look around and everyone's angry and there's a bunch of looting on the street and people are going crazy. They're jumping around on the rooftops. There's no sense. All the money's, it's just not working. It stopped working. So people started locking down. They find their bunkers, their sky houses. They don't know how to function. And no one does their job anymore. Everyone, there's no incentive to job. Wait, you gonna pay me? Give me your food. So all the governments lost control. There's no more communication between anyone. A lot of it went down. And without any communication, the world couldn't function. So there's a bunch of small local governments now, and it's all nasty. I mean, people just go around, especially that day, they're just committing so much violence, saying, oh, but money doesn't matter, though. Money, who cares? If money stops, then my knife works double time. Ugh, it was horrible. And now it's a dangerous world out there, and there's a bunch of unexplainable shit. I mean, you look up right now and you see the purple sun and you wonder, huh, how did we get here? Well, money stopped working and now we're in the no money era. It's NM28, baby. And I'm here to bring you all the exciting dangers. I'm gonna tell you about all the money cults out there with their big ol' money popes who believe in the last money in the sky or the last dollar deep under the sea. You got gemstone hordes out there sniffing gold dust and rubbing ruby powder all over themselves and raiding the towns. You got a bunch of little imperial governments trying to take over each other, saying, no, I'm right. No, this is the way we should all do things. But, you know, there's also a bunch of wonderful awesomeness in the world. There's a bunch of questing and looting and myths and, you know, sports, fantasy sports and crimes and big monsters and big old loving communities, makeshift communities made out of all of the ruins of old cities and national parks and all the beauty that we have to bring. And I'm here to bring it to you, all for me, for you. Ayo. So let's get to a common question most people are asking these days. Where's the supplies at today, though?
where this applies at? Well, you should know. The Golden State, baby. The Golden States are supplying another giant shipment all across the broken world, all across this little rinky-dink America, what used to be of America, blah. Now the Golden States are providing a big amount. They're the queens of production. They're the gods of gold, baby. They're the industrial hecatonkeries that we deserve. They supply everything all across the broken world. So this time, let's see what they got. We got packets of raisins. Ooh, I love those little gooshy, gobbly, little wrinkly little balls I put in my mouth and you go. All the babies eating their raisin goop. Oh, so cute, but also getting that protein paste. Hey, some good protein paste, a bunch of tubes of them. You'll be set. Some sulfur, ooh, for those bullet workers out there, or for maybe for a metalsmith. Ooh, you a gunsmith out there? Look for that sulfur though. Got canned grease, you know, it's not from Grease Valley, but some canned grease is always useful. Got the nightlight pills. Ooh, don't want to be caught without a nightlight pill when it gets dark. They got big old VHS collections going out. You know, you a movie person? Check out all their VHSs they got coming your way. They got the Classics. They got Fantastic Planet. They got Wizards. They got motherfucking Elf. They got the good stuff, baby. And most importantly, they're bringing out some vermin rifles. Thank goodness, because these rad rats are getting huge these days. I can't keep up with them. Their fucking spines are coming out of their backs. They've got all this drooling fucking goop coming out of their mouths. I mean, the grease isn't even good that comes off of their skin anymore. It's truly horrifying. And they bite me in the sleep and I say, ow, stop. The size of a motherfucking, like a barrel, like, you know, a big old barrel you put things into. They're that big and I'm saying, hey, stop. All the goop hawks coming out. Damn, I mean, you might be able to take down a Dawn Boar with enough vermin rifles. So, you know, get your vermin rifles, keep yourself safe, do what you need to do. You know, they trade it for anything. Bring in your batteries, bring in your last food items, bring in, you know, collectibles. Everyone's looking for little collectibles nowadays. Everyone has their little niche. So, like, what are you bringing to the market? Bring that yum-yum food. If you're an imperial chef out there, expand your market into the Golden States. Shit, you know, their marketplace is huge. But also, you got jewelry you make out of trash. You find little gross trash and you make jewelry with it, earrings, you make necklaces. Ooh, I buy trash necklace. Bring it my way, you know? Even art. Art is most importantly, like, some of the most valued shit these days. You got art inspired by the Giga Corporation Wars? Bring it on in, hey. What do you have? Tell Grease at Grease Valley Radio on Twitters. You know, I get on that Twitters like once a month with the internet card I have, and like, yeah, I see all the beautiful stuff you guys have to bring. So show us there. Ayo, we'll be back to you, Grease Valley Radio to you. I gotta bring you an important warning. We're talking about the raids on the Bloodstone Highway. And I want all of y'all watch out, cause you know the slime hawks are out tonight. Be careful, they're looking for something to scab and shit. So, if you're planning on traveling or foraging, or maybe even a long distance quest, be very careful. The Bloodstone Highway is continuously not safe still. Now, yes, it is a highway constructed with the blood-soaked concrete and a bunch of destroyed vehicles making makeshift ramps and all these buildings along the side, but like,
you know, road should be able to be used, and I want to go down a road without losing all of my blood and soaking into a bunch of fucking concrete. So, you know, be careful out there, because we tried to make it safe. The Golden State Champions are out there stopping the marauders, keeping people safe from looters, and the remnants of the super gang still exist. Every once in a while, you'll find a bio-enhanced superhuman. They run alongside your car and they say, I'll keep you safe from all the baddies, I'll keep you safe from the big bad of the area. But you know, sometimes you just end up watching up getting killed in battle, and it's just the saddest thing. I don't like it. And more of these raids are appearing between Old Wisconsin and Bullet Rock. I'm thinking, what the hell's going on out there? Well, let me tell ya, I'm pretty sure it's the Bullet Workers. Now, don't go tell the Mouth of Munition himself that I'm saying this, but Mouth of Munition, if you're sending the Bullet Workers out there, stop, you know? And trust me, I understand the Bullet Worker lifestyle better than anyone. Yeah. You run around, you go find scrap, and you make bullets out of it. You destroy someone's car, you scrap it for all the metal, and you make like a billion bullets. And you could sell them, you could trade them. I get it. Trust me, I get it best. But I live in the nice. I live in a beautiful greasy pit, and I'm not trying to have you assholes killing any of the supplies or shipments coming my way. I want all of the grease from all over the broken world to make it to me, so I can't have y'all murdering people and taking their cars to make bullets out of. Just, you know, let them be. You could go scavenge old cities. Why don't you go to Sky City, huh? Go to the ruins of Sky City and see if you could fucking get out of there alive. Stop preying on the little babies like me. Don't prey on my grease babies, please. So, you know, if you're a Bullet Worker, stop it. Stop, please. All right, well, let's throw it to a commercial, a little bit happier, and you know, keep it sleazy out there, folks. Keep it all good. Don't hoard your water. Keep your ice cube safe. Ayo, to you. Television for hours, then think, what the fuck am I doing with myself? Hyperprolo fuel. It'll get you the big car you have always deserved. Space island life. Infinite loot. A billion energy. A complete trillions of quests while you're on that. So let me just bring you a little tips on how to keep your schmeg pipe clean. This is out to all the schmeg smokers out there. Ayo, and firstly, no, it's not illegal. It never was. Even when money was around, it wasn't illegal. So when money stopped, it still isn't illegal. Duh. Some fucking asshole's saying, oh, you smoking your schmeg balls over there? Ooh, give me a schmeg ball. No, I'm smoking out of my schmeg bong, idiot. I mean, this shit only takes two batteries, you know what I mean? I'm not a fucking idiot. You're the dumb. Now, and honestly, I don't even use this schmeg bong very often. I usually go outside, find some maple leaves, I wipe all the grease off, and, you know, sometimes keep the grease on in there, and I smoke that baby up, smoke it up. Smoke that blunt.
But yeah, what's up with you schmeg smokers? Ayo, let's keep our schmeg pipes clean. That's why I'm here to bring in here some tips, because, you know, the PVC pipes aren't very hard or easy to find anymore. They're pretty hard to find, and I won't enjoy it, and they get harder every day because I just find PVC pipes with a bunch of fucking residue on the inside. It's gross as fuck, so instead of throwing it on the side of the highway, let's reuse them. Ayo, reuse and recycle. So let's clean our schmeg pipes, and the best way to do this, for me at least, is I usually find a pond. I'll go around and I'll find a greasy pond, a grease puddle even works. You know, the damper the color, the dirtier the better. All those minerals, that mineral richness will really clean up your pipe, make it the finest of the fine. So put your schmeg pipe on in there, and I want you to knock some pebbles around inside of it. And get those pebbles on in there, they'll help knock the residue loose. And at this point, if you have any like hyper pro low fuel you want to pour on in that puddle, or you got some black sand, black sand works great, some grog juice, the crumbs of clean, you know what I mean? You can put some liquid smoke in there, get some flavor up onto your pipe. You know, I'll take a, goop an egg in there. I heard you break an egg up in there. Bloop, drop the egg yolk. Bloop, drop another egg yolk for some good luck. I know it seems like some wasted eggs, but you mix that on in there. Ooh, the protein when you smoke it. Ooh. So drop all of your stuff in there, and once you look down at this nasty ass puddle, I want you to reach your hand on there, grab that pipe, and just shake it around. Shake that pipe, shake that pipe. I'll get all the residue out of there, get the sand and the puddles all around it. Get, you know, really clean that motherfucker. I heard at this point lighting a candle or an incense might help the aura, and just kind of like it's kind of like smoking out of a demon. It smokes out the residue, so it gets all out of the pipe. It makes your pipe all nice and clean, so you can smoke the fuck out of it. Shake. And after you're done shaking, you know, you should have a perfectly fine PVC pipe that you could smoke a bunch of schmeg out of. Ayo, just a little tip for you. Keep it sloppy. Ayo, be smart out there. Be careful. Ugh. Cause you never know what's happening. And you know, little checkup. Let's do a checkup, cause I know sometimes you schmeg smokers could be a little forgetful, a little lazy. So where are your water levels at? What's your fuel bars at? You know what I mean? Go check that rad gauge. Check the food storage. Always gotta have a bunch of food in that cooler. What about you, Squirrel Girl Furfury, huh? What's Furfury doing? Ooh, hi Bella. Baby, little baby Bella, you waking up? Ew, this is my grease pig, baby Bella. Say hi. Yeah, go check up on everyone. Go cook some dinner. I'll be here, ayo, with Grease Valley Radio, to you. So we're working on a wrap up, but first I gotta give y'all the little alarm, cause the Prozark pilgrimage is happening again. The annual Order of the Prozark, they do the pilgrimage through all of Ovald America. And they might stop by your place, so keep an eye out. Oh, they're lovely farm folk who got this amazing giga wine. It's like liquor wine. My favorite is the amber blood. That shit, one glass is like 10 shots of vodka. That shit will mess you up, get real nasty. And they also got bread that tastes like steak. They got bread that tastes like gold. Oh, it's amazing. You'll know them when you see them. They travel in a giant caravan, and they got wooden masks that depict all the deities that they believe in, and they got these nice green robes, and they wander through. You know, sometimes they have a jamboree problem. You could see like the hollow pink eyes, the purple circles around their eyes are a big indicator. But they wear masks, so you don't really gotta notice. But sometimes you'll see that pink glimmer behind that mask. It's a little offsetting, but you know, They're trying to get better, I heard. And they're making the pilgrimage all the way to the mines of Pit City. And they gotta cross Crow Mountain, and they'll come through the Grease Valley, and, you know, stop by Twilight City. Lots of middle states and provinces, and take care if you're taking the Bloodstone Highway, for sure. And then they'll reach the Crossways of the Abyss, and... to get to Pit City, and hopefully the Gemstone Horde isn't there to put a tribute or anything. Ugh, those motherfuckers, god damn it. Keep them away from my valley, that's what I say. And I heard they collect, when they get to the mines, they like to collect these ritual stones. They collect glowstone, and they use it for all their little rituals, and they keep their caravan lit with it. They're just adorable, and they do a bunch of prayers, so, like, shout out to y'all. Keep it safe, and be safe on those travels. Pack plenty of protein paste, and bring those vermin rifles. You never know when a dong pig will show up. I've seen a dong pig take down a Volkswagen bus, just like just ram one off the side of a fucking road, and then they ate all the rubbish inside of it. It was terrible. Pack enough red fuel if you got enough loot to get some yellow fuel, maybe a good investment. That purple fuel will hyper prolo fuel. I mean, put a couple drops of that in your engine, you're gonna be soaring. So, you know, visit the Grease Valley if you're in the Prozark. Hey, if you're listening in, visit Grease Valley. Fuel up, get some good grease, say that Bali sent you. Anyone will say, oh yeah, Bali, okay, well, what kind of grease you got? Give me your grease. What, you got pig grease? What, you got fucking wood grease? I'll even take good dirt grease, you don't know me. Stop by Mother Maddox's Meat Pie Emporium. Mother Maddox, the wonderful six-armed giant who lives in town, she's amazing, can make a dozen pies in a second, it's incredible. She's doing a special sale, one battery for three pies. Whoa, you got a bunch of batteries you hanging on to? Bruh, three pies, that shit will keep you going. Keep a couple in your dirty ass cooler, and they stay good forever, trust me. Go forever. She's even doing another special deal. One VHS gets you two pies. Now, she will take any VHS, apparently. She's a collector, but she's looking for anything that's like a crime drama, anything that's like a surrealistic journey. She loves anything by Gaspar Noé, so, like, you know, hit her up if you got that Enter the Void, all that good stuff, all the climax, hey. Hit Mother Maddox up, and watch out for the Order of the Prozark. They might be coming through your area soon. Let's wrap this up, folks. Grease Valley Radio to you. Stick around. We about to get out of here. Grease Valley Radio, and we're wrapping it up. I want to thank you for stopping by today. Well, your time means so much to us. I hope you were able to listen in while you were on your way to work, or doing your workout, or on the way home, or winding down, or coming out of the shower. You had plenty of times to fit in the beautiful audio drama sci-fi improv experience. It was a great time. Ayo. Stick around for plenty more beautiful, greasy messes. We got quests coming to you. We got sports, crime, cryptids, myths. All this awesome content. Next episode, we'll be featuring some quests. Hey, yo, explain the quest system, how it works, what people are doing it for. Gotta get all that loot. And, you know, watch out for the bullet workers out there. They're still raiding around. If you're one of them, stop. Go to your local golden market. What are you bringing to the golden market? Watch out for those Prozarks. Get some of that giga wine, ayy. And follow the Grease Valley Radio Twitter, ayo. You get updates on when the episodes are being released. You get exclusive supply drops and fucking quests and all the good shit. We got a Patreon set up as well, like all good podcasts. Ayo. Check out the Grease Valley Patreon to become a legend in the Grease Valley lore. What the heck? Or even just like a cheap little donation to get a shout out on an episode. Ayo. If you're a voice actor, hit me up at thegreasevalleyradio@gmail.com. I've got paid gigs and opportunities just for you. This is Grease Valley Radio. Thanks for signing in for the first episode. We'll have plenty of more, getting better every time around. This is Grease Valley Radio for you to use.